Now, Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
542 at WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday night. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot again what day of the week it was. But hey, that happens sometimes. I imagine with as busy as Anthony Law is at Carl Sandburg College, he might forget what day of the week it is every now and again too, right, Anthony?
That's just the beginning of the things I forget.
There you go. Anthony is the coordinator of diversity and recruitment at Sandburg, and he is responsible for bringing some students to us today that are helping mark Hispanic Heritage Month on campus. Anthony, first to you again, thanks so much for coming in. I was telling you off the air, you have to be, just by virtue of your job title, the hardest working person on campus.
You know,
you can tell Dr. Riley I said that.
Well, I appreciate that. They keep me busy, and I love what I do. And so it doesn't seem like I'm busy at all. I don't realize it until I lay my head down on the bed, then I'm out.
Until I hear
the morning,
that.
But it's a labor of love, definitely.
You're an advisor to a lot of these student organizations on campus, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got Men of Distinction, Women of Character.
Uh-huh.
I've got the Black Student Association, and the oldest of the organizations, which is the Hispanic Latino Student Association, who are here today.
That is fantastic. And to put you on the spot, if for no other reason, so you can recall all their names as well as I can, I want to have you introduce them.
Oh, you would. I would.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I do this? Why don't I start with our president, and I'll give Jesus, you introduce yourself, and then why don't you introduce your members?
Yeah, no problem.
Welcome, Jesus.
Hello, sir. Well, my name is Jesus Oliver. I'm currently the president of HLSA, the Hispanic Latino Association. I'm 22 years old, and I'm studying at Carl Sandburg, taking out my basics, hopefully being transferred to a four-year college, then transferring to med school.
Wonderful. So so you're pretty busy, and you're studying pretty hard, except for the few minutes you're here, right?
Yes. I love what I'm doing. You know, I like doing being HLSA's president. I just love being there for them.
That's
and
great.
They're there for me all the time, too. I also have some of my friends, family members, I call them, too. And the first one is Sky.
Skyler, introduce yourself.
Yep. Skyler Orozco. I go to Carl Sandburg College also, majoring in business administration and part of the HLSA program. And I love every bit of it.
Wonderful. And who's next? Who do you have with you?
We also have Fabi here.
Yeah, hey guys, it's Fabi. I am an 18-year-old, obviously. It's my first year at Carl Sandburg. I will be transferring to a four-year college afterwards, and then after that, going on to nursing school.
Wonderful. And finally, we have?
I'm Gianna, and it's also my first year at Carl Sandburg, and I'm undecided at this point, but I joined HLSA to open my options to things, and I enjoy it so far.
I graduated from college years ago, and I'm still undecided. So, you know, get all that. So, thanks to the four of you for coming in today. Jesus, I will start with you. Talk a little bit about the organization and some of the things you're involved in campus. I get the impression, by virtue of the longevity of the organization, that you're pretty well known, visible, and probably you're pretty active on campus, right?
Yeah, I am pretty active on campus. I'm involved in a couple other organizations. One of them is MOD, Men of Distinction. I also am an ambassador. I'm in TRIO program at Sandburg. And the thing that I'm more proud of is HLSA, not just for the things that we have been accomplishing. You know, like Anthony said, we're the oldest association that he has taken care of so far. And every year that I've seen it grow, it's just every year we grow more and more. No, we get out there more and do as much community service as we can and help out people and get our culture out there.
That's wonderful. Skyler, I'll move to you next. Talk a little bit about yourself and how you're involved in the organization.
Well, I'm a new member into the organization, but
what led you to join?
What led me to join is I love my culture. I love my culture, Hispanic Student Association, and I love my culture. I want to put it out there. I think it's a great culture, and I want everybody to experience it.
I should back up. Jesus, are you from Galesburg?
No, I was born and raised until I was 8 years old in Mexico City.
Okay.
My mom decided to bring us to the U.S. I came into Indiana. Then I left when I was 18 years old back to Mexico for 2 years. I just got back, and then I left for the military, and now I'm back again.
Well, thank you for your service.
No problem, sir. Thank you.
What led you to Sandburg?
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't expecting to go to Sandberg. I had other colleges, other opportunities for sports and academics. But, you know, life happens.
Yeah, and, I hear that.
And Sandberg still had their arms open for me. They wanted me to go. And I decided, you know what, I'll go. And when I got there, it was a different point of view of what other people think about Sandberg, especially high school seniors thinking about it going there.
Skyler, where are you from and what led you to Sandberg?
I'm from here in Galesburg, born and raised. And Sandberg is a community college, and that's why I went there.
Being from Galesburg, you're obviously pretty familiar with the Hispanic population here in town. The impression I've always gotten is that it's a pretty active but yet at times close, tight-knit community, isn't it? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I believe the community is very, I don't think much people think there's that big of a Hispanic-Latino community around here, but it's bigger than what people think, yes.
I would imagine so. Fabi, I'm going to move to you. Talk to me a little bit about you and how you ended up at Sandberg.
Well, I was born and raised here in Galesburg as well. The reason I went to Sandberg is because I am a Gale Scholar.
Wonderful.
I got into an eighth grade year, so then I have my 2 years at Carl Sandberg, then I'll be transferring to Knox.
That's wonderful. So, and everything since you've become a Gale Scholar has been gone pretty well for you, I imagine?
Yeah, so far it really has. It's been honestly a lot easier for me instead of looking at other schools. And I mean, I'm staying here in town, staying here at home.
Would you say what Skyler has said about the Hispanic population here in town being as together as it seems to be?
Let's see. There's a lot of people here in town that are actually Hispanic Latino, and it's just a matter of bringing everybody together. Cause I feel like we don't spend as much time as we should as a community.
Yeah.
So I feel like with all these community events, we could actually spend more time together and get to know other people and stuff. So,
Anthony, I'm going to throw you for a loop here what Bobby said here. Mm-hmm. Do you see that a lot versus the different ethnic populations here in Galesburg that maybe sometimes they don't spend a lot of time together and maybe unified as maybe they should be?
Well, I think that does go across the board, to be honest. I think that there's a lot of time there is almost a stigma to celebrating your culture.
Yeah.
When you say that we are proud of Hispanic heritage, which is Hispanic Heritage Month, you get those people that will come in and say, well, why not this and why not that?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to understand that celebrating one culture is not taking away from any other culture.
Right.
It just gives people an opportunity to be proud of who they are.
And I think too many times that's forgotten in this, perhaps even with the political climate we live in these days and just the climate in general.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wonderful. I'm going to move to you now. Will you pronounce your name again for me?
It's Gianna.
Gianna, that's what I thought. It went right out of my head. I'm sorry about that. Tell me a little bit about you and how you ended up at Sandberg.
Okay, so I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
I moved down here just like 1 or 2 years old with my family, and my parents decided to bring us down here to a smaller community. And I ended up at Sandberg just kind of how Jesus was, that I did have other college options for me, but Sandberg was just that stepping stone for me to ease my way in, to know I can handle it rather than just going 3 hours away and not having my mom and dad there for me to be at, not my beck and call, but there for me when I need them.
Yeah, I totally get that for sure. Which one of you wants to talk more about the HLSA and how important it's become to the campus? Jesus, maybe you first?
Yeah, no problem. So we started out small. No, we started out really small this year. We are the biggest amount of people that have been in HLSA. No, and we're trying to reach out and celebrate all these cultural events. No, this month is Hispanic Latino Month. No, we celebrate all what it means to us. No, and I tell the newer members, it's not just another organization. It's not just another group or another association. I like to call ourselves a family. No, just like a Hispanic Latino culture, we are a big family. You know, we support each other. In every meeting, we just had a young lady go over there and do an essay about for her one of her classes. She saw, I've seen groups together, but you guys are always smiling, always talking to each other. And that's something
great
we want to share with everyone.
Skylar, do you feel like you're part of a family?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This is a close family here. We all have love for each other, and we're all laughing and have a good time together, and we're all close. So it's like a great big family.
Fair assessment for you too, Fabi.
See, right after I graduated high school, like all of my friends obviously like dispersed to their own colleges and stuff. So when I got to Sandburg, I had a couple friends, but like we all had like different schedules as well. So then when I joined HLSA, I got to know more people and I can actually call them my family.
That's
because
great.
We're always there for each other. So,
Gianna, how would you describe your organization to a fellow Hispanic or Latino student that might maybe need, I guess, an organization like yours?
Well, pardon me.
Sure.
I would explain it to them as, like, it's almost a second family to us. Like, regardless if you're coming from, like, an exchange program or, like, from different areas like I am, mm-hmm. it's just we're always here for each other regards to, like, either school or just even confiding into someone. And I think that's really important to have something on the campus. And I'm glad I'm able to be a part of this with them because I do consider them like my brother and sisters.
That's great. If I could have one of you talk now about maybe some of the things. How are you marking Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well,
Jesus?
We started out the month or the 15th by celebrating Independence Day. We also started out for the first 2 weeks, we started out giving up, recognizing people in the community who were giving out more, you know, every day, you know, and they were Hispanic cultural, and it was just, they were outshining. We had the boards at the school decorating, letting people know about us out there. And, you know, I always say that whenever I pronounce the association, the Hispanic Latino Association, mm-hmm. I always said, you know, look at our pictures. It's not yeah. just Hispanic Latino people in there. There's so many mixed cultures in there that it's not just us. We say we're a big family, but we have people who are from Australia, you know, people who are from other countries that are like, I like this. You know, you guys are not just Hispanics or Latinos. You guys are including everybody.
Yeah. What support do you get from other, if any of you want to talk about it, from other cultures and on campus? I imagine it's just as you said, that's got to be a great thing to have.
Correct. It's the knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. You could have a great job and everything, but knowledge can get you way much out there. And celebrating with these people, a lot of them want to have businesses, communications, everything.
Yeah,
I've always said communication is key. So being with these other people from different countries and celebrating or sharing their culture to us is just something that you're like, wow, this is amazing. You know, it just brings you closer to them.
I hate to say I'm short on time, but I need to wrap up here shortly. So is there anything that any of the four of you want to say about the Hispanic Latino Student Association at Sandburg?
It's the fact that it's not just Hispanic Latino students that are in it. It's a diverse, like, we get to learn how different people celebrate certain things. And it's just the fact that learning other people's cultures help us, like, grow stronger as a family. So we
Wonderful.
Can, like, know about everybody's different, like, what they do on this day, like, certain days as well. So it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm.
Gianna, you look like you wanted to say something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the club gives us an opportunity to expand our knowledge and
yeah.
inform people of, like, the different cultures and, like, the countries that make up our club and stuff like that. And I think that's a great opportunity for us as part of our community to just inform them and be proud of actually who we are. And this month just is there for us to actually celebrate. And, yeah.
Skylar, I'll give you the last word.
I just want to say that I love being a part of this association, and I encourage future Carl Sandburg students to look into the association and to actually join it and have a great time.
Okay, I lied. Anthony, I'm going to give you the last word. You must be awfully proud of these students.
I really am. You know, they've really, you know, they've bared themselves.
Yeah.
They've shared their culture, their personal experiences, and the the goal is to educate. This also happens to be Global Diversity Month.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Global Diversity Month is based on, learning yourselves and learning others so that ultimately you can all work together in harmony.
That's great.
The inclusion part of diversity and inclusion I love the most. You know, you have to know who you are before you can learn who I am. And once we do, we both grow.
darn right. That's a great message.
Yes, sir.
Anthony, thank you for bringing your students in
today. Thank you very much.
And Jesus, Gianna, Fabi, and Skylar, thanks to all of you for coming in. And all five of you, thanks for all you're doing for our community and for Sandberg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, sir.